Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Erevin Daf Tes Vav is the halachos of breaking brachos on flowers in botanical gardens. Before we show how the halacha emerges from our daily daf, there is a little bit of history behind this shaila. The shaila is apropos on two different levels. Number one, it's the springtime. It's right before Pesach. Many people are going out on Chol HaMoed. There'll be people that will be visiting beautiful gardens, particularly here, the beautiful gardens of Eretz Yisrael. This shaila started in halachic literature that we're going to focus on. I'm indebted to the Pnine Halacha for this reference. In the newly planted gardens in Bnei Brak in the 1930s, in fact, legend has it that it refers to a rose garden on the street of Rebbe Tarfon in Bnei Brak, Rechov Rebbe Tarfon. Those of you who know Bnei Brak are familiar with that. I don't know if there are that many rose bushes left on Rechov Rebbe Tarfon, but it starts in my mind in the moments of the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael. It goes all the way to the vibrancy of Yeshivas Chachalani Lublin and ultimately the ashes of the Holocaust and a tshuva written by the Kozhiklo of a Rebbe. Back to Bnei Brak, to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, and Torah lives today through the poskim and the halacha that speaks to every part of our existence. And there's no question that this shaila embodies the motif of Pesach, v'yishamda lavosenu v'lanu, and the mesorah of Klal Yisrael continuing. The Sefer Eretz Tzvi was written by the Kozhiklover Rebbe, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis. He was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Of course, this is very much connected to the Daf Yomi. Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer also advocated, after Meir Shapiro had advocated to do a daf a day, he advocated as well as learning a couple of Mishnayos a day, which I highly encourage the Tzibur to do as well. There's much to say about Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer, but now is not the time. The shaila that was asked to the Eretz Tzvi was the following. Reb Yitzchak Itcha Erlich wrote to him, a Talmud of his who had been zochet to go to Eretz Yisrael, asked him about this garden on street Rebbe Tarfon in Bnei Brak. This is found in Chelek Beis of the Shalsu Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi Simen Yud Gimel. If you are walking in this garden and there is a good smell from the flowers, do you need to make a bracha, and can you make a bracha or not? Reb Tzvi Hirsch, Zecher Tzadik V'Kol Shevracha, begins with a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara in Brachos says that you need that the besamim be put there al das lahariach, with the intention to smell. And in fact, the Magen Avram says that if there are besamim that have been placed in a store, then as the Shulchan Aruch says, it's only because the proprietor wants people to notice the smell of the besamim that you make a bracha. However, if it wasn't put down there for the smell, so then in such a case, there would be no requirement, and for that matter, it would be inappropriate for someone to make a bracha. Now, let's just interject and point out that the Chazon Ish made this point famous, but it already comes out from the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Simen Reish Tes Zayin. The Chazon Ish in Simen Lamed Hei Sif Katan Zayin pointed out that if the besamim were not put there, lahariach, the solution is, if you're enjoying it and you're smelling it, the solution is if you take it yourself, if you pick it up, of course, with the reshus of the proprietor, so then in such a case, wouldn't be a shaila. However, stam, for a person to make a bracha, if it wasn't put there lahariach, then the bracha would not be appropriate. For this reason, the Kozhiklover starts out quoting poskim from that Gemara with the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, saying that if the individual that planted the flowers might have had das to plant them also for the reach, but he says he's not sure at all whether that das is enough. And he quotes a Gemara in Nida on Daf Nun Amebeis. This is the beauty of halacha, where one Gemara is all in the beginning of Shas, Brachos Nun Gimel Amebeis, the other all the way at the end of Shas, Nida Daf Nun Amebeis, where the Gemara discusses if you have food which was planted to be Michael Behema, which of course is not Ochel, which is Makabel Tuma. Machsheves Chibur, if a person changes his mind and decides to use it for Michael Adam, Loshma Machshava, it's not considered a valid Machshava. The Machshava is not significant if it's a food that normally starts out Michael Behema of the Bailim when the food is attached. And therefore, the halacha is that the food that was growing is not considered a Michael Adam that's Ra'i L'Kabel Tuma unless there is a Machshava of the Bailim which takes place after the fruit has been cut off the ground. The Kosher Glover starts off saying, well, the Machshava is not significant when the roses were planted. And since the Machshava is not significant, it would need a particular Maisa where he designates it. He puts it in a store where it's clear, as the Shulchan Aruch describes in Reish Yud Zayin, that he wants it to have a good smell for it to be able to sell better, to be able to make the bracha. Ultimately, the Kozhuk lover backs down from that argument. And he backs down from that argument based on a Talmud. And my mind only races to the two Talmidim here of the Kozhuk lover, one who's writing him from Bnei Brak in the 1930s, and the other who is a Talmud who's sitting with him in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Who knows if that Talmud survived the inferno of the Holocaust, and it may the Torah be a zikaron, either for this particular Talmud, either way, it's a schus for this particular Talmud, and certainly as well for the Kozhuk Glover Rebbe and all of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. The back of the Yeshiva of Sefer Eretz Tzvi has a list of many of the Kozhuk Glover's Talmidim who as well perished along with him. And the Talmud brought a beautiful raya from our Gemara in Erevin on Daf Tezvav. The Gemara tells us that you need a lechi, according to Rava, to be put down intentionally for the purpose of being a lechi. And the Gemara discusses, but wait a second, for those who say that needs to be put down, how could it be that in certain cases we discuss a tree serving as a lechi if it wasn't put down for that purpose? To which the Gemara answers, no! There the tree was planted for the purpose. Aha! Said the Talmud. So you see that if you put down a rose bush for that purpose, it's considered that machshava is significant. And the Kozhuk Glover went with that. The Kozhuk Glover said, my Talmud, you're saying beautifully, and therefore it all depends on what's happening across the sea in that small yishuv in Bnei Brak, how they're planting the rose bushes. If they're planting the rose bush just for show that it should look nice, that Bnei Brak should be a nice, aesthetically pleasing city. So then in such a case, it wasn't planted l'ariach, and it's like something that was put into a room for storage, which the Shaaretz Zion in Reish Yud Zayin Aleph says, that if you come into that room, it wasn't put there l'ariach, in such a case, you shouldn't make a bracha, unless, as the Chazon Ish brought out, you pick it up and bring it to your nose, so then in such a case, maybe you could, but otherwise you don't. However, says the Kozhuk Glover, if they planted it l'ariach, it's like a lechi in Erevin, daf tezvav. And if there, the lechi in Erevin tezvav was put down for a lechi, it was planted as a tree to be a lechi, and for that reason, or for that matter also, we discussed there in the Gemara, a tree that was planted to be a wall for a sukkah, then in such a case the machshava is going to work. What the Kozhuk Glover doesn't answer is, what about the Gemara from the end of Shas Hanun Amabez? That the Chiluk Lechura is obvious. Maybe we could add to the Torah of Europe our revenge to the Nazis, that the Chiluk is obvious. And I can't imagine that the Talmud and the Kozhuk Glover, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Shavracha, didn't discuss this. And that is, when it comes to the Gemara in Nida, on Daf Nun Amud Aleph going to Nun Amud Beis, over there, the food was, by definition, Michael Behema. It was planted as a Stam Michael Behema, and even the Pashas, the Gemara might even be that his intention was to use Michael Behema. To change when it's Mechuber, that you can't do. However, the original Das and the if it was to be used as a lechi, the original das, if it was to be used as Michael Adam, of course, that could be follow. The Gemara there was talking about changing the status quo. That you can't do when it's Mechubar. So therefore, the Talmud's Raya, the Kozhik Lover goes with, and he ultimately himself holds that his Raya is stronger than the Kozhik Lover's own Raya from Nida, and that's the Raya from the other Meseches, the other one of the Ani Mesechtos, the Raya from Erevin on Daf Tezvav. It says that in the footnote, Rav Erlich, who wrote this Shaila to the Kozhik Lover, showed this tshuva to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish praised it very much. Although what emerges according to the Chazon Ish in Simin Lamed Hei Sivkot and Zayin, however, the Chazon Ish adds one wrinkle to the Eretz HaTzvi, where he says it might be appropriate to take with your hand, as if you are designating it Lahariach, because the Chazon Ish is struggling with two different categories of Bisamim. There's one category called Chanus Shel Bosam, where the Gemara describes on the Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's codified in Shulchan Aruch Reish Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Sif Aleph, excuse me, where a person brings Bosam, that is a type of Bisamim, into his store. And there the Gemara says he wants people to smell it, so because that will encourage customers to buy it. And then the Poskim discuss a Cheder Shel Bosam, as the Sharetzion describes in Sifkat and Beis in Reish Yud Zayin, where there the individual who's selling is just leaving it in the room, in his room, as storage. Since there it wasn't put La'riach, so then in such an instance, one would not make a bracha on it, even if you smell it and even if you enjoy it, unless you pick it up. Hence the Chazon Ish says that in this case, it might be kedai that the only way you could make the bracha is if you bring it to your nose. Ultimately, the Chazon Ish raises the possibility, and it makes so much sense to me, that it could very well be that as long as when the person planted in the botanical gardens, it was planted not only to be seen, but also for smell, then that would be enough, as what emerges from the Gemara in Erevin. And it seems to me, even though the Chazon Ish seems to be mesupik about this, that it's very, very different than the Cheder Shel Besamim. In most instances, roses are planted for their fragrance as well as for their beautiful sight. And therefore, if the roses have a smell, especially if they have a smell that's so powerful that you don't have to go close, but you're simply walking in the botanical garden, you are overwhelmed with the beautiful smell, you could definitely make the bracha with kavana of borei atzei besamim and think about the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the fact that Klal Yisrael was at the same time planting botanical gardens in Eretz Yisrael, and that the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael is continuing. And ultimately, that's very different than the Cheder Shel Besamim, where it's used specifically for storage. Hence, there is a lot of room to say that one does not need to relocate the Besamim in order to be Mechayev the bracha. Ultimately, the Chazon Ish points out that even the whole idea of bringing it to your nose, the Gra doesn't accept, because that's not really relocating it. It has to be entirely relocated, like taking it from a cheder into a chanus. The point of the Chazon Ish is valuable when we're talking about fruits and so on, where often it's not being cut off for its fragrance. There is a machlokis haposkim, whether bringing it to your nose would be enough for it to be considered lahareach. However, from the language of the Mishnah Berurah, even though in many Kitzer's books they don't emphasize this, it would seem that a rose bush that was planted, as emerges from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tezvav, is considered planted lahareach, and one would make a bracha of borei atzei besamim on most roses, even if one did not relocate the rose, and one does not need to be careful of bringing the rose to one's nose before making the bracha. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Tezvav.